Foul trouble. We have Jordan Hamilton with three for the T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson and Avery Samuelson both with two. And for the Nicolaitis Warriors, David Ivanov and Christopher Kalugin both with three. Peter Cannavale with two. So nobody in serious foul trouble, though it could take place quickly. The T-Jacks will inbound the ball on the far side. Johnny Samuelson with it. Looking for Christensen. He gets it and kicks it over to Cody Mack. Cody dribbling, gets it to Johnny as he swings around the corner, looks to drive, picks up the dribble, back to Cody. Cody holds the ball high in one hand, directs traffic, gives it back to Johnny at the top of the three-point arc. He kicks it back over to Cody on the right wing. Cody holding the ball low, inside to Hamilton. He goes up and draws a foul. Nice bounce pass there by Cody Mack into Hamilton. He was double-teamed but was able to go up between the defenders, and he'll be going to the line for two. That foul was 15. Yakun in his second, team's fifth. Jordan Hamilton at the line. And his first shot is short. Jordan's 0 for 3 from the line today, and only a very good foul shooter. Has a nice shooting touch for a big man. And he'll receive the ball and get ready for his second one here as he tries to extend the T-Jacks lead to 9. He sets, shoots, nice shot there by Jordan. And the T-Jacks draw first blood here in the fourth period and extend their lead to 49-40. Ivanov brings the ball across the timeline for the Warriors. He's double-team trapped there by Mack and Samuelson. Gets over to Kalugin, who loses it, but gets it back to Ivanov. Back to Kalugin on the left wing, down the corner to Trail. Back to Ivanov, to Fefalov. Ivanov at the top, back to Trail. Trail back to Ivanov. The Warriors seem content to work for a good shot here. Fefalov on the right wing, kicks it back to top to Ivanov, who goes to Trail. Now Yakunin has it, kicks it out to Fefalov. He gets it down to Kalugin on the left wing. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Kalugin drives in, kicks it out to Trail to Ivanov, back outside the three-point arc. Bounce pass inside, and the ball is loose, but picked up by Ivanov, who launches kind of a wild shot. Hamilton comes away at the rebound and gets it down to Cody Mack, and he's going to be fouled by number 13, Mark Fefalov. Nice pass there by Hamilton. And the foul is on Fefalov. And a nice rebound and traffic and an outlet pass by Hamilton to Cody Mack, and he'll shoot two. His first shot is up and good. Cody coming up with a big game when we need it here today. He's now got 8 points in the T-Jacks lead, double figures, 50-40. Second shot is up off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Yakunin, gets it out to Ivanov. 6:40 to go in the game. Ivanov brings the ball across half court. Stops out to the side of three-point line, kicks over to Kalugin. Good defense by the T-Jacks. Ivanov with the ball back to Kalugin. He drives in between two defenders and rolls around and out. And we've got a wrestling match going underneath there. Looked like Yakunin was living on Jordan Hamilton's back. Been a lot of no calls today both ways, but that was a little bit obvious there as Yakunin used Hamilton as a climbing tree. But the ball goes out of bounds off of Hamilton over to the Warriors. 6:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Gets the ball inbounds to number 24, Konovalov, and he puts it up and in over Hamilton. T-Jacks allowed him to come free underneath, and it's 50-42, T-Jacks. Samuelson with the ball, gets it to Cody Mack. Cody directing traffic at the top, back to Johnny. Johnny to Jordan at the free throw line, over to Cody. Cody dribbling through traffic, back to Johnny. Johnny stops, kicks it back out to Cody. Christensen was hollering for the ball, but his man got back to him. Cody back to Johnny. He's driving in now. Lob pass for Jordan. Jordan goes up, and no good. Rebound by Christensen. Jordan had a bad angle on that one, but Christensen was there for the putback, and the T-Jacks lead again by 10, 52-42 with 5:40 to play in the fourth quarter. I didn't say in the game, but we've already seen some overtime action here in the earlier game, so we don't want to assume anything. Here's a three-pointer launch from deep by number 13, Fefalov, and it's in and out. Hamilton comes down with a rebound. Jordan's done a great job on the boards today against some tough opponents. Samuelson slows the ball across the timeline, now drives in, kicks it out to Hamilton at the foul line, and the ball is loose and stolen away by Yakunin. Ivanov taking the ball down. He's going to drive in, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Fefalov, no good. Yakunin with the rebound, and it's lost, and Samuelson comes away with it. Johnny driving down, T-Jax 2-on-3, now he slows it as he goes through the lane and brings it back out. Now he goes back in again, drives through traffic, puts it up and in. Johnny was his first points of the fourth quarter, and we're going to have a timeout. White, the Warriors take a timeout here with 4:50 to go. The King Cove T-Jax leading now by 12, and even dozen, 54-42. Johnny Samuelson with a nice move there. He was going to slow it down and set up the offense, but he saw an opening and went right through four Nickel Ivis defenders, something that we've become accustomed to seeing here with this senior star for the T-Jax. Today, Johnny so far has countered to see 11, 14, 13, 15, 17, 19, 20, 23. Looks like 33 points so far for Johnny, as he's been the leading guy on the offense for the T-Jacks, but he's had good support from four other players who have entered the scoring column today. Cody Mack has 8, Jordan Hamilton has 5, and 4 apiece for Christensen and Josiah Mack, and both of those guys, freshmen, making a good showing here today in the championship game, 2010 Warrior Rumble between Nickel Ivis and King Cove. The timeout is over. The T-Jacks retake the floor. The Warriors getting ready too. And in the game for the T-Jacks, we have Jordan Hamilton, Mark Newton now, Cody Mack, Christensen, and Johnny Samuelson on the floor. And we have Konovalov, Yakunin, Kalugin, Ivanov, and Fefalov for the Nickel Ivis squad. And some half-court pressure there by Mack and Samuelson. The ball comes across the timeline by the Warriors. Kalugin dribbling it outside the three-point arc. He looks to go to right wing, kicks it back into Yakunin, who took about 6 steps but was not called for traveling. Misses the first shot and puts the second one up and in. And that was about 3 or 4 steps. He should have been called for a travel on that one, but was not. And it's a 10-point game. Samuelson gives the ball across to Newton. He kicks it over to Cody Mack. Looks like they not running a stall, but some sort of weave. Cody Mack drives down now, reverses the dribble, comes back out top to Mark Newton. Mark Newton hands it off to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny working to the right, goes to Jordan Hamilton at the line. He kicks it back out. Under 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. T-Jax lead by 10. Johnny Samuelson drives the lane, goes up, puts it in. And that extends the lead to 12. He went over top of, I think, Fefalov there and could have drawn a charging foul very easily on that one, but it was not called. Got to call him both ways. Here's a long three launched by Ivanov from the corner, and no good. Quick outlet off the rebound by Christensen to Cody Mack. He puts it up, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Fefalov, and he steps on the line. Nice hustle on defensive end by Kalugin there to get back, and I think he got a partial block on Cody's lane attempt. So it'll be T-Jax ball out of bounds. 3:28 to go. Johnny looking to pass it in. Launches it out for Cody Mack near the timeline. Cody saves it in. Very close there. Gets it back to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny looking for help. Gets it to Jordan Hamilton near the top of the key. Jordan dribbling now. Gets it to Johnny Samuelson. Christensen hollered for the ball down low, which sometimes all that does is draws a defender. Jordan with it now. Dribbles to the foul line. Puts it up and in. Nice shot from the free throw strike by Jordan Hamilton. He has 7 points now, and the T-Jax extend their lead to 14, 58-44, with under 3 minutes to play. Fefalov gets the ball to Kalugin. He drives in. His shot is short off the rim, rebounded by nobody yet, and Kalugin gets it. The loose ball and puts it up and in for the Warriors. Christopher Kalugin has been held to 5 points here today after having a career night last night against Nenana. Samuelson brings the ball across the half-court line. 2:30 to play. His pass is intended for Hamilton, stolen. Newton gets it back in it to Hamilton underneath, and he lays it in. Good recovery by Newton after throwing a very bad pass. It was picked off. He stole the outlet pass and cut Hamilton for an easy two. Ivanov drives in, throws up a wild shot, defended by Hamilton. He gets it out to Johnny Samuelson. He wanted to push the action, but then stops down. He drives middle, goes between the defenders, puts it up and in. Can anybody in Alaska stop Johnny Samuelson? I don't think so. Certainly not in Nickel Ivis this weekend. And the T-Jacks are up by 16 as the clock ticks under 2 minutes. This game was really tight until the T-Jacks put on an 8-0 run in the third quarter, and they've continued with a 14-6 spurt here in the fourth, outscoring Nikolaevis 22-6 over the last 8 minutes. They get the ball inside to Yakunin. His shot is no good. The rebound by Hamilton. Johnny Samuelson comes out with the ball looking to push it up court, and now he draws back out near the half-court stripe. He's defended by Ivanov. Gordon Hamilton sets the screen. Johnny drives through defenders. Nice dish to Cody. And Cody lost the handle. And Cody lost his glasses were knocked off, so officials time out there to allow Cody to recover his glasses. And now Coach Steve Kleitsch takes the timeout for the Warriors. With 1 minute and 20 seconds to play, the T-Jacks 62, the Warriors 46, almost said 16. The lead is 16 right now. And the T-Jacks have really been impressive here down the stretch. Of course, they always get good scoring from Johnny Samuelson as he runs the offense and plays good defense. Cody Mack has really stepped up. Jordan Hamilton's just shown incredible hustle and just really stuck with it. He was frustrated earlier in the game. Had only 2 points at the half, but has nine and a basket full of rebounds. Christensen has 4 points, and he's hit a couple of key shots and grabbed some rebounds. And all the T-Jacks have really played well today as they've gone for the championship against this home team of Nikolaevis. And these guys have fought hard as well. I think one thing that's hurt them today is, we mentioned a moment ago, Christopher Kalugin, who lit up the scoreboard last night, has been held to just 5 points today. The T-Jacks have played a trapping 2-3 defense. Jordan Hamilton now inbounds the ball from underneath the T-Jacks basket to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny dribbling. No need to even try to score for the T-Jacks. His pass is nearly stolen, and now Newton's tripped. And the foul's going to go, I think, on Kalugin, perhaps. Yeah, that foul is going to be a tripping foul on Christopher Kalugin. And that's going to be his fourth and team's seventh. And that'll put the T-Jacks in the bonus. Mark Newton going to the line for 1-1. On the other end, Cody Mack is stretching out Johnny Samuelson's leg. Looks like maybe Johnny had a cramp. Mark's shot goes off the rim and out. And they get back to defense, and Mark makes a steal. What do we have? Oh, we got a double dribble. Double dribble on Mark Newton. Nice steal by Mark. As he tried to navigate through traffic, he switched hands without the ball hitting the ground, and the turnover sends the ball back to the Warriors. Vefilov inbounds to Ivanov. Johnny Samuelson threatens a steal. The ball over to Kalugin, inside to Yakunin, back out for a three-point attempt by Ivanov, and his shot is no good. Hamilton pulls down the rebound, gets it out to Christensen, and his lob is too far for Johnny Samuelson. And we're down to 49 seconds here in this one. The King Cove T-Jacks are going to take the championship of the 2010 Warrior Rumble, despite having to lose by forfeit in the first game. Here's a long shot by Vefilov, no good. Christensen with the rebound, gets it back to Samuelson. King Cove was not able to make it out here for the first game due to weather conditions in King Cove, and so they were forced to forfeit to Nenana 2-0. Johnny Samuelson goes behind the back, dishes the ball to Christensen, back to Samuelson. Lob pass for Hamilton, goes up, puts it up. Oh, no good. He does a somersault there. His shot looked like it was going to drop, but it rolled off the rim, and he's going to go to line for two. And that foul was on Mark Vefilov, his fourth. The scoreboard says it's third. I had him down for four, so we'll go with the scoreboard. Vefilov's third, eighth team foul. Coach Lindquist joking with Hamilton about something as he gets ready to shoot the first free throw, dribbles the ball, eyes the basket, puts it up. It rolls around and off. Hamilton goes to his knees on that one, trying to get the shooter's roll. He'll have one more. 62-46 T-Jacks. Seconds to play. Second shot is up. Nothing but net for Hamilton. He's tallied 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Under 20 seconds to go as Ivanov brings the ball cross court. Long pass over to Kalugin, who shoots a three. No good. Mark Newton with the rebound. He gives it off to Johnny Hamilton. Under 10 seconds to play. Looks like Johnny Samuelson looks like he's going to be content to dribble out the clock, and he will. The clock ticks down. There's the buzzer. And the King Cove T-Jacks have defeated the Nikolaevsk Warriors by a final score of 63-46 to claim the championship of the 2010 Warrior Rumble. An impressive performance here by the T-Jacks, especially the last 10 minutes of the game. This game was knotted at 40, and they went on a 23-6 run to close the game. And we'll give you a quick recap here of the scoring. Let's see, we had the T-Jacks had 15 in the fourth quarter and only 6 points for the Warriors. And let's see, we'll get scores for you, or get the scoring recap for you here. Josiah Mack had 4 for the T-Jacks. Jordan Hamilton had 10, 4 for Christensen, 8 for Cody Mack, and all the rest were Johnny Samuelson, and that leaves Johnny, looks like, with 37 for Johnny Samuelson, and he was truly unstoppable. And some T-Jacks are on the floor here. Jordan Hamilton celebrating with some somersaults. Usually he takes those when he draws a foul. For the Nikolaevsk Warriors, who put up a great day here tonight, Yakun for them with 17 points. David Ivanov, who hit the half-court shot in the first half, counted with, 9 for him. Mark Fefalov had 7. And there were 8 points by Konovalov and Kalugin, who was really shut down by this T-Jacks defense tonight. He had 5. So looks like we're going to get ready for the award presentations. And again, the King Cove T-Jacks playing the championship of the 2010 Warrior Rumble here in the last game of the evening today by defeating the Nikolaevsk Warriors by a final score of 63-46. We're glad you were able to join us for the broadcast of the King Cove Rookies and T-Jacks games today. Both wins for the King Cove squads. And we want to thank KSDP Radio in Sandpoint and King Cove, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, live streaming on the Internet. And we hope you'll join us again as we plan to bring you the game on Monday. Hopefully between King Cove and Matsu Valley. If possible, we'll try to bring you all the games this week in Anchorage. The Monday game against Matsu Valley, Wasilla Lake on Tuesday, Lumen Christi on Wednesday, and then we're still up in the air as to whether or not I'll be able to make it down to Bristol Bay for the Sockeye Classic. If we do, we'll try to bring you both the King Cove and Sandpoint games during the Sockeye Classic in Bristol Bay. So thank you again for joining us. And we hope you'll be able to be with us next time, probably Monday evening for King Cove against Matsu Valley. And listen to KSDP Radio, 838 FM, for more information as to game times. And we want to thank the folks there for allowing us to carry this. We hope you'll be able to be with us next time, probably Monday evening for King Cove against Matsu Valley. And listen to KSDP Radio, 838 FM, for more information as to game times. And we want to thank the folks there for allowing us to carry this.